You're listening to Comedy Central.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
What if I told you imaginary friends are real?
This is just so exciting.
This Friday, get ready for the movie event with the greatest cast you've ever imagined.
Showtime.
Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., Matt Damon, Emily Blunt, George Clooney, Maya Rudolph, Bradley Cooper, Sebastian Maniscalco, John Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Awkwafina, Keegan-Michael Key, and Steve Carell.
I need to throw up or I need a snack. It's one of the two.
Gross.
If. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Written and directed by John Krasinski.
There's so many things for me about the caravan that throw me, right? Number one, the fact is the people are applying for asylum. And I don't know if you remember during the campaign, that was the number one thing Donald Trump said. He said, I'm all about the bad hombres, kicking them out. He said, if you come in legally, then it's fine. If you follow the process, then it's fine. Now these people are like, hey, we're going to come in a big group because it's safer for us, and we're going to come and apply. America doesn't let them all in. I'm not saying America has to let everybody all in, but now Trump's like, they're illegal. It's like, yeah, but they're not even in yet. Yeah, but they want to be illegal. I can see. How are you going to say people are illegal? Literally, on Fox News, they're like, these illegal immigrants, you can't be illegal when you're in your own country. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. You're just going to, like it's getting to the point where, like, what, like, Trump and his people are going to come to you in your house. You're going to be some random guy who's, like, sleeping in Nigeria. And then all of a sudden, Trump's going to come to him and be like, you're illegal. Huh? What are you doing here?
I know what your plans were. Trying to be illegal, Adebayo. I saw you.
They're not illegal. The people applying for asylum, which is a legal thing. And you know what? You know what really doesn't help that I've picked up on is Fox makes it an antagonistic thing. But I've noticed other news networks in America specifically seem to focus on what the caravan means to America and less on what the caravan means to the people in the caravan. You know what I'm saying? And I can only give you this as from my perspective as a South African. So I remember when Robert Mugabe was at his worst in Zimbabwe, right? In South Africa, we would see news about what was happening in Zimbabwe, but we would see it from a Zimbabwean perspective. It wasn't about us as South Africans, it was about Zimbabwe. They were our neighbors, and it meant there was going to be an influx of people coming in from Zimbabwe. Some people didn't like it, some people weren't opposed to it, whatever it was. But the point is, we knew their story. So if you met a Zimbabwean in South Africa, you would go, oh, I know why you're here, you know? I know that you didn't come here to steal my job and kill me. Those are the byproducts of what's going to happen if you're taking somebody's job or if you have a job. But you didn't come here for that horrible purpose. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, but the way they tell the story here with the caravan is they go like, they're coming here for you. It's like, yeah, but there's babies. It's like women and children. And then they're like, but look at those men. That's how the babies were made. Like, I don't know what country you think there's going to be people where there's no men involved. It's like, but what are those men coming here for? For work. They're trying to escape. Why don't they stay in their country? Because it's crime ridden. If you, like, that's what I'm saying, is if the news focused more on, like, hey, what's happening there? What can you do to fix that? And this is my issue a lot of the time with how you choose to solve a problem. Donald Trump's showing that America has resources, right? He's willing to spend the money and the troops to go to the border to block them. But I'm like, but why not put that same effort into helping in those nations? I'm not saying it's easy, but it just gives me an indication of what you want to do. It's like, they're coming to take your jobs. Coming to take you. You know what I also find funny about a lot of people in America? Is like, they'll be the first ones to be like, I don't trust these Mexicans. Don't trust these brown people. And then they'll be like, but who's looking after your kids? These brown people. So you trust them with your kids? Yeah. They can look after my kids when I'm not around. But I don't trust them any other way. Like, what do you think? That, like, they must, like, you realize if these people were all coming to kill you, then it would have happened by now. People are like, what? They're landscaping gardens. They're working in companies. They're raising people's children. They'll trust them with everything except just coming. Like, most of them are criminals. But then why aren't you dead? Well, dead because, like, the other most of them are not. So yeah, but they're raising your kids. Unless you think that's like some long-ass game plan that they have, where like people are coming to America and they're like, first what we're gonna do is, man, we're gonna raise their kids. And then when their kids are grown up, we're gonna stay in the house and help them with life. And then when they're old, they're gonna die of natural causes. Then we're gonna go to the funeral and then we're gonna cry. And then we're gonna raise the children, the next generation. And then what was the plan again, man? I forgot. I feel like we became family with these people, man. Out of here, man.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
I told you imaginary friends are real.
This is just so exciting.
This Friday, get ready for the movie event with the greatest cast you've ever imagined.
Showtime.
Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., Matt Damon, Emily Blunt, George Clooney, Maya Rudolph, Bradley Cooper, Sebastian Maniscalco, John Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Awkwafina, Keegan-Michael Key, and Steve Carell.
I need to throw up or I need a snack. It's one of the two.
Gross.
If, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Written and directed by John Krasinski.